Esav, confrontation, Vayilachim, in Yisrael, Berefidim. The Sukhya Sanhedrin, Daf Kufav, the Mechilta, Berefidim is something that is poignant, that Rafu Yedehen min HaTorah, that somehow we relaxed our grasp of the Torah Hashem, and as a result we became vulnerable. And the question, of course, is what element of the Torah Hashem is it that the Gemara and the Mechilta emphasize? Perhaps what first comes to mind very simply is Talmud Torah, Esek B'Torah. We had such an opportunity, and we didn't seize that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that privilege, and therefore, as a result, that yes, we became vulnerable to a mother. This is not really a kasha, but I do think a stunning ha'ara. At that time, we were as of yet not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. And maybe I understand if I'm obligated in and I fail too, so therefore I fell short of the mark. And yet surprising that B'nai Yisrael can be indicted for something that they were not obligated in. Apparently you see very, very simply that the need to be Osek B'Torah is not simply because there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rav speaks about this at very, very great length. And Shum Nezeker Rav Amori, in the piece of Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Takan of Kriyas HaTorah, Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis, when B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, Vayelchu Shlosh HaShem Midbar V'lamotzo Mayim, Dor Sheir Shem Osormim Eimayim El HaTorah. Imagine a Takana of Kriyas HaTorah before we receive the Torah Hashem. It's not because we receive the Torah Hashem and we're obligated to, but rather the Lashon HaGemara is we can't survive without. Nil'u. The reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Kriyas HaTorah is because it's absolutely vital for your survival. And therefore, if that is the case, maybe it's not surprising that B'nai Yisrael are indicted for the fact of roughly a day in Min HaTorah, even though at that point in time, we were not as of yet given all of the parshios of the Torah, and we're not commanded to be Osek in Torah. But nonetheless, that is necessary, that is vital, that is the expectation, even if as of yet, we have yet to receive the Torah itself. If you look in the Marshal Sugya Sanhedrin Tuvav, if you look in the Balaturim, in the very end of Parshas B'Shalach, they stress a very different aspect. Rafu Yedehem mi mitzvos HaTorah, not Esek B'Torah, but we were given at that point in time a handful of mitzvos, and obviously the expectation was that we would seize and we would excel in the performance of mitzvos, and somehow there was an apathy, there was a hisrashlus, and B'nai Yisrael did not go ahead and passionately, enthusiastically seize the opportunity to perform the mitzvah session. So on one level, Rafu Yedei Min HaTorah means Esek HaTorah. Another is regarding the kiyum of the mitzvah satan. But there is a stunning comment of Rashi. This Rashi is found in Sefer Yechezkel, Perekhov, Posuk Yigim. Rashi cites the Mamar Chazal, that Rafi Yedei Min HaTorah, and Rashi adds one word, Milekabel HaSatorah. That's something I think that's stunning. It wasn't an apathy, a Yishrashlus regarding Esek B'Torah. It wasn't addressing Mitzvos HaTorah. But you know, what was the role of B'nai Yisrael this time? Traveling in the Midbar. When B'nai Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu that we're leaving Mitzrayim, what is the goal? What is the purpose? What is the end? Tavdunas Elokim ala Har Hazeh. The Ran quotes the Medrash, the very end of Maseches Pesachim, that Sfiras Omer, count each and every day and recognize that that really is the goal. The goal is Kabbalah Sator. And Rashi says, Rafi Yedeya Milekabel HaSator. Yes, perhaps B'nai Yisrael were Osek B'Torah. And yes, they fulfilled the handful of mitzvos that they were given at that time. But what about the passion, the enthusiasm that you're striving toward a time of Kabbalah Sator? Rashi, in adding that one word, shifts the whole focus. That was Milchemes Amalek, because you know what, that we were lethargic, we were not enthusiastic, we weren't passionate about the opportunity to be able to accept the Torah session. And when that happens, we become absolutely vulnerable. Rashi writes in Shabbos Napeches that Naseb Nishma was the response of Bnei Yisrael, Kederech Ha'osim Me'av. That's how you demonstrate an incredible sense of Ava, where you embrace Kabbalah Satorah of Naseh and Ishma. And with that background, perhaps it's so understandable that this is what we celebrate during the time of Purim. Again, the Shabbos of Parsha Zachar, the laying on Purim of Vayavo Amalek, and therefore a central theme of Purim is Kimu V'Kiblu, a Kabbalah Satorah. In this Kabbalah Satorah, the Midrash Tanchuma was quite different. It wasn't because of any aspect of fear. We were not forced. There wasn't that element of Vayis Yatsu, but rather a Kabbalah Satorah V'Ahava Uveratzon, Kabbalah Satorah of Purim of Kimu V'Kiblu. I mentioned Shulchan Samach Zayin. That's why part of the Mitzvah Sayom is Sudas Purim. Mikan Shelsin Mishta, the Gomer Shel Torah, the very end of Parshas Mishpatim, as Bnei Yisrael did then, that is our obligation to do now. And therefore, we understand that juxtaposition. Vayavol Amalek, the Kriya Parshas Afu, Rafi Yadayim Rashim in the Kabbalah Satorah, and Purim really is our opportunity to be able to reaffirm, to rededicate, to re-accept the Torah Hashem in a way that, as of yet, Bnei Yisrael did not do so. And that's a remarkable fallback then, too, Vayavol Amalek. Because as Rashi writes, that roughly Yadehem Milakabel Satorah. Rashi's addition of one word is so insightful, so enlightening. It's not only about basic but Torah, of course, that's a manifestation. And of course, the Dikto Kamitzvos. But how passionate are we that go ahead and we position ourselves to be able to accept the Torah Hashem? You know, the Ramban and the Sasagos and Sefer HaMitzvos, Birkas HaTorah, as a bracha d'araisa, the Sigin brachos and the Chof Aleph, it is a Birkas HaTorah. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Ramban is Mufurish. It is not a mitzvah on Talmud Torah, that bracha, but rather it is part of a Birkas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's something that sets us apart as Bnei Yeshiva, that we recognize that every day is that opportunity. The newness, the freshness, the passion, enthusiasm, excitement of Kabbalah Satorah. Not just simply that, yes, the day in and day out we have the schus of Esek Batorah and Dikta Kamitzvos, of course, but Kabbalah Satorah is something that is absolutely, absolutely critical of. And this has to be part of, no doubt, the mindset when it comes to Purim. We celebrate Yeshua Yisrael, of course. And as the Rambam mentions, the very beginning of Yana Chazaka, we recognize that when you experience an Esara, all of a sudden everything can change. Umigai Gadol, v'chol Koreinu Olam. But part of that avodah is to position yourself, to be able to receive the Torah Hashem with a sense of newness and freshness. And what better way to do so on Shabbos and on Purim than to be together as a single yeshiva, to be able to celebrate together. Celebrate in that sense of Esek HaTorah. Celebrate in Dikto Kamitzvos, and celebrate by positioning each one of us to be able to receive the Torah Hashem. It's unfortunate that sometimes that element of Kabbalah Satorah goes unnoticed. If you ask somebody to characterize what is the significance of Purim, I'm not sure that the first on the list would be that this is a time of absolute Kabbalah Satorah, and that was written dope and dubbed Bnei Yisrael in Parshas V'Shalach, that somehow Rafi Yedehim made the Kabbalah Satorah. Now, Bezras Hashem, that we'll have a suit on Wednesday, hopefully reaching that goal of, in a short window of time, but learning 1,000 blot together as yeshiva. It's something which speaks to who we are, to position ourselves, to be able to experience the Shabbos and experience the true sense of the Simchas Purim. So I encourage you to give thought to these days. You know, every window of time in the Torah Hashem for us is a stunning opportunity to be able to notch up in terms of our Avodah Hashem. And not merely to do so individually, but to do so as yeshiva as a whole is the sus, the Baruch Hashem that we have. You know, deal with a leap year, it's an extra month. You know, yeshivas always face a sense of maybe dispassionate of, oh, the time goes on, the zman seems to linger. You need a certain sense of absolute ischashus. And Baruch Hashem, that we have this opportunity today of Purim to be able to celebrate, not really Yeshua, not really B'chol Kareinu Olav, but Kimu B'Kibra. That is the secret to defeating Amalek. We recognize that we were vulnerable, but the takeaway, no doubt, is that Rafi Yadayim, Mila Kabbalah Sator. And I urge all of you to be able to give thought to what each one of us can do individually, what we can do as the yeshiva, to be able to celebrate together as the Shultos writes, Mikan Sheos HaMishpeh, the Gomer Shultos.